Welcome back to JR Morning. The White House has confirmed that President Donald Trump has authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations inside Venezuela, a move that's drawing some sharp criticism from that country's leadership and raising questions about U.S. involvement in the region. Now, to help us understand what this could mean on the ground and how covert operations like this typically unfold, we're joined by retired DEA Special Agent Steve Murphy, one of the agents who famously brought down Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I appreciate you having me on the show again.
I'm wondering, you know, how unusual is it for a U.S. president to publicly acknowledge covert intelligence operations, especially in a politically volatile country like Venezuela?
You know, I asked that same question. I don't understand why we're giving up, you know, we're showing our cards on the table before the game's over. I think we share too much information to start with, but it seems like it's been taken to a whole new precedent here.
I have a question about, you know, the war on drugs and the president, the administration saying these boats are carrying drugs and we have to take them out to protect our citizens. But what about intercepting the boats when they get into American waters, and what you think of these strikes in international waters?
Well, what I think about the strikes is I'm not disappointed, to be quite honest with you. I think maybe this is long overdue. Waiting until they get into American waters, it's so vast. You really have to go out over an ocean and experience trying to spot something in an open ocean as small as a boat, or even if you get into these semi-submersibles, which, you know, they provide a lower profile than a boat does in the ocean. It's almost impossible. It really is. You would think, well, you see on the news where the Coast Guard sends out rescue missions when a boat is missing, and they have a horrible time trying to locate the vessels. It's just so fast. So I would not be in favor of waiting until they get in American waters, just simply because that's getting way too close.
The administration says that these moves are part of a crackdown on drug trafficking, but Venezuela's, you know, their actual role in the regional drug trade is pretty, you know, small. Does that reasoning hold up to you, or might there be something else at play?
No, I think that Venezuela is finally getting the recognition it's deserved when it comes to drug trafficking. You know, it borders Colombia. It's been a long, I mean, even when I was in Colombia back in the early 1990s, Venezuela was being used as a staging point because Colombia was the focus of American operations. So obviously you want to take that out of the focus. We have a better chance of succeeding. You see what Maduro is doing down there. Nicolas Maduro, their dictator. He's not a president.
Right.
I don't think anybody would argue that. But why isn't he doing anything to stop this other than grandstanding? I'm not a politician, but seems like he could be doing a lot more to stop the problem.
That's for sure. It's an overall problem. I'm just wondering about these strikes on these boats and how that's sort of a military operation. When isn't it usually just a crime, like a drug crime, not a military operation, and using these strikes as a military operation?
Well, that's one of the big questions. You get the pundits out there, especially other governments and politicians on one side of the aisle, that want to question everything that the current administration is doing. And this isn't new. This goes on with every administration. It's just that the current administration is much more vocal and much more public with what they're doing. Having said that, the Tren de Aragua has been designated as a foreign terrorist organization, that kind of changes the rules, the way things can be done. What's legal, what's not legal, honestly, I don't know. I read the UN Charter and you read about what's happened in the past. Honestly, I'm happy that we're taking some proactive action against these drug traffickers. If you look at the boats that are being destroyed, and I think I saw this morning when I woke up, I believe there's a new one. It looks like it might have been a semi-submersible that was targeted last night. Mm-hmm. If you look at the boats that are being destroyed, look at the engines on the back of them, because a fishing boat does not have 3 and 4 high-powered motors on the back of it. They can't afford it because they're poor fishermen, right? Mm-hmm. But if you look at compare that now to pictures of fishing boats, and they're all over the media. I looked this morning, you know, and they're interviewing fishermen on the coast of Venezuela now. Mm-hmm. And most of their boats are little outboards with handheld throttles on them, whereas the drug boats, they have a console. And, I mean, they're much more advanced technologically. It's not just a simple fishing boat. And, I mean, there's, you know, why do you need to go out 100 miles off coast in a known drug trafficking route to fish? The ocean's vast.
That's true.
It just doesn't all add up. It just doesn't all add up.
The math's not mathing, right? Yeah.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it.
If the intelligence used to justify the strikes is flawed or incomplete, as has happened, we know that's happened in the past, who's going to bear the accountability when people's lives are lost in this name of counter narcotics?
That's a good question. Honestly, personally, you know, and this is Steve Murphy's opinion.
Uh-huh.
I think that our intel has always done a fantastic job. Our mistakes made, yes, but this is such a high profile thing. I think they're probably going out of their way to confirm over and over again that, yes, this is legitimate intelligence. We're not hearing what the sources are, and I hope we never do, but they're giving up so much secret information now, you never know.
Right.
I think it's gone over and over and over again to determine, yes, this is a legitimate target.
So quickly here in the last minute, your takeaway of these strikes that have been talked about publicly, what's your takeaway?
Again, I think it's long overdue. I read where there may be some survivors on this latest attack on the boat. I saw where a couple of people were not Venezuelan. They were from Trinidad or Tobago. Mm-hmm. And I did a little research on that, and I found back in September, the prime minister of Trinidad and Tobago, her statement was, "I have no sympathy for traffickers. The U.S. military should kill them all violently." Now, there hasn't been an update on that since September 3rd from her, but I honestly don't have a problem with it. We've got to do something to address the drug problem differently in our country. As you guys have heard me talk about in the past, I'm a big proponent of let's address the demand problem here in our own country, because if we can drop the demand, the supply will go away.
Steve Murphy, retired DEA special agent, we appreciate you coming on, giving your insight on this. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate you guys.
Coming up, more JR Morning here on a Friday, 760 WJR.